with SRN News. I'm John Scott. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says she has no intention of dropping out after the New Hampshire primary. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is aiming for a commanding victory in the state's primary today. St. Anselm College political scientist Chris Galdiri.
The Haley surge that people were talking about a few weeks ago has fallen off the topic of conversation. I think, you know, most folks expect that Trump has not just recovered, but, consolidated his support and is on track to win this by a considerable margin.
Galdiri also says it will be interesting to see how President Biden does as a write-in candidate for the Democrats. Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration's bombing of suspected Houthi missile drone sites and command and control facilities inside Yemen is not enough. That's the assessment of military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, who tells the Salem Radio Network the U.S. needs to put a new stake in the ground.
Without creating a new war in Afghanistan, I would argue that you put a stake in the ground on two island groups in the middle of the Red Sea.
That action would be to control movement through the Red Sea by positioning forces to quickly counter Houthi Iranian air attacks. Flash floods inundating homes, overturning cars in Southern California as torrential rain swept through a portion of the U.S. Over a three-hour period Monday, 3 inches of rain fell near San Diego. More rain expected this week. Prediction in parts of Arkansas, Louisiana, Texas, and the Gulf Coast. The Dow is down 110 points, the NASDAQ up 40. This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church in America sends a letter to the president.
The denomination wants Mr. Biden and his administration to stop pushing the transgender agenda, including sex change operations for children. A PCA spokesman tells the Christian Post, quote, "It is more important than ever to protect children from the harms that come from rejecting biological sex. God created humanity male and female. Persons who try to change their biological sex are attempting the impossible." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A North Carolina school board's decision to reject two LGBT provisions that the General Assembly directed districts to comply with could lead to legal action. One provision requires that schools alert parents before a student goes by a different name or pronoun, while the other bars instruction about transgenderism in kindergarten through fourth grade. The Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools Board voting unanimously to defy the state legislature. This is SRN News. Authorities say a man suspected of shooting 8 people to death near Chicago has killed himself after fleeing to another state.
The sheriff's office in Medina County, Texas, says it received a call Monday night that the suspect in the Chicago area shootings was heading into their county. Police located 23-year-old Romeo Nance and were in a standoff at a gas station where police say Nance shot and killed himself. Nance was also a suspect in a deadly shooting Sunday in Will County, and authorities believe Nance was also connected to a shooting Sunday in Joliet that wounded a man. I'm Donna Warder.
More than a dozen federal appellate judges have heard arguments on whether Mississippi can continue to permanently strip voting rights from people convicted of certain felonies. The outcome of the case will likely determine whether tens of thousands of people can win back the right to vote, an immediate ruling not expected. More details at SRNNews.com.